every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a junior Bassmaster Championship, high school national championship, a college national championship, and a college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BassRadio20. That's BassRadio20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BassRadio20 on everything at Rapala.com. Coming up on the show this week, we had a barn burner at the Nitro Boats Bassmaster Elite Qualifier at Wheeler Lake last week, where Laker Howell took a 4-ounce lead into the final day and hung on for a 2-ounce win over Matt Adams. Both Gunnersville pros are on the show this week. We'll also catch up with our friend Mark Zona, and that's always must-listen radio. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy this week's edition of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, 13 Fishing rods and reels, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish. At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers."
When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Welcome to Minnow King, how can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City Freeloader and Gizzard Shad.
Anything to drink?
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's had.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
I mean, I'm trying to, man. If you
overfeed him, he's going to hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to VFOutdoors.com. To learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fider, Patrick Walters, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And, well, what a tournament it was. What drama it was at Wheeler in the Nitro Boats Bassmaster EQ at Wheeler. It was something to behold. It was my privilege to share the stage with a couple of great guys at the end of that tournament, as Matt Adams and Laker Howell stood up there, and Laker Howell got the win by just 2 ounces, even though I said 1 ounce at first. It was my bad. It was actually 2 ounces, but it doesn't make it any less painful, I don't think, for Matt Adams. But he has moved all the way up to number 11 in the EQ standings. Top 10 punched their ticket to the elite, so one more tournament to go at Okeechobee, and we'll see how all of that shakes out as well. Matt Adams joins us now on the VMC Hook. Matt, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
My eyes were immediately over there on you before we brought up Laker, and you were in the hot seat on the front of that that Nitro, and you looked like your hands were shaking, you know, and you had your head in your hands at one point, and it was just so much drama, so close. You've been so close so many times before. Just take us through your emotions, because you probably had an idea of what Laker had, but you were only 4 ounces back to start the day, so, you know, it was going to be very tight.
You know, I've got to know Laker well, and he's a great fisherman, great individual. So, you know, we spoke waiting to get the Toyotas hooked up and bring the boats up for the drive and weigh-in, which was great. So we knew it was going to be extremely close. I had a lot of family and friends there, and, you know, to win something like that on your home water would be extremely it would be an extremely big accomplishment. I wanted to win that just as much for the people that have supported me and my support system that was there as I did for myself. You know, losing to somebody like Laker is, I don't like to lose. I'm a terrible loser. I'll tell you that right now. But when somebody like Laker wins, it's good for the sport because he's good for the sport. So I was blessed to be granted that opportunity to be in that position. But as far as what's going through my head, maybe a little bit of the Will Davis Polnick thing. Maybe one of them got stuck and died in the live well beforehand. I don't know. Maybe he gets a 4 ounce penalty. But you know, I just grateful, nervous, all of the above.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, both of you guys are gonna throw guys, and I think that played into it. You both know the water really well. You guide there as well. Was, you know, in the run up to the tournament, everybody I talked to, there was a lot of people talking about guys running to the dam, to the Gunnersville Dam, and going up that way and fishing at that current. It didn't seem like. I mean, I don't know what it looked like on days one and two. We didn't have live up there, but it didn't seem like as many guys made that run as we thought there would be. And on day three, there really wasn't hardly anybody up there, right? I believe that you were up there, and another local, Ryan Salzman, was up there, and that was about it.
Yeah, I think that the current flow really changed, not just in practice, but from practice to the tournament, pre-practice, different gates open. And the fish, they adjust according to what gates are open, how many, how much is coming through. They will move as much as, you know, 500 yards up there. There's not a lot of stuff for them set up on. And it can be very difficult. It can be very intimidating when you go up there. If you don't really know what you're looking for and what they set up on based on the current flow, it can be a very lonely time up there if you don't know what you're doing. And I think that just people saying they're going to go to the tail race and catch them, because the current and the fish are healthy up there. There's a ton of shad. So, I mean, that is the want for fishermen to go up there and catch them, but it's not that easy.
No, it is not that easy, even though you made it look easy. It is not that easy for sure. And I was a little concerned. You know, I've fished Wheeler. You know, I've been in this region now for over 20 years and I've fished Wheeler many times myself. And I, you know, my mind was telling me, they don't really pull much current on a weekend usually. So I was a little bit concerned for you. I was wondering how much it would change for you if there was very little current being pulled, you know, on a Saturday. Because isn't that typically the deal, that they don't really pull water on Saturday and Sunday?
Oh, absolutely. I think the variables you run into, number one, your fish become way more intelligent on Saturdays. I think they know that it's tournament day. That's kind of always been that way. They pull less current, and you've got the big variable up there is, number one, local pressure of people putting in a ditto or the dam, but also your bank fishermen. I think what benefited me or helped me a lot this week is that I wasn't catching them as close to, I mean, it's no secret. I was fishing the ferry crossing. It is a, you know, huge community hole. It's a very well-known spot. But I wasn't catching them as close to the bank on that ferry crossing. After that heavy current on day one, they kind of pulled out further. And I was able to get away from the bank fishermen, and even the locals that come, they weren't setting up the same way I was. So I think that really helped me. But no, the lack of current flow on Saturday, I don't know if that was really a big hindrance. I think, you know, my decision-making probably didn't help. I left pretty early because I'd seen them quit early. And then when I went back later in the day and they're eating so well, I kind of regretted not kind of gutting it out a little bit more.
23-14 day one, 22-8 day two, 19-3 day three, four. Matt Adams finishes second, $15,284 on the check. Moves up to 11th place, though, in the EQ standings. And Matt, I was looking at, I mean, you're I don't want to say a grizzled veteran, but you're not like some of these other dudes. I mean, even Laker, I think Laker's 24 years old. We had a couple of guys in the top 10 that couldn't even have a cold, frosty one after the tournament. I mean, we had a 19-year-old, a 20-year-old. I mean, what are your thoughts when you're looking at that list and you got to feel like an old man at 42?
I do. You know, my life took twists and turns that made me have to adult a little bit more than I would like to have. And so I kind of got out of fishing in 2018, or I'm sorry, in 2011, and then got back into it in 2018. And, you know, I played minor league baseball, so the ability to compete in something is something that I desire. I need that in my life. And I think, you know, fishing's provided that. But seeing what these young guys can do, and I will tell you, anybody that has not done it, the younger you are, trust me, your body handles it a lot better. After six or seven straight days on the water, your body feels it. And the older you get, the more you feel it. And mentally, you feel it. I'm going to attribute that to why Laker won. I'm going to say, you know, that 2 ounces is because he's younger than me. That's a great excuse.
Yeah, go with it. And taller. He's taller than all of us, I think, at 6'5" out there, just about, you know, for sure. All right, now big picture now, 11th. I mean, you are right there on the edge of qualifying for the elites. First of all, tell me about your experience at Okeechobee, because I think just you know, a year ago or so, you went there for the Open and finished fifth. So you got to be feeling pretty good about going to Okeechobee and having a decent finish to put you in the top 10.
I have two experiences in Okeechobee. I have two previous tournaments. One was an Open. Another one, I want to say, was a classic in the fall. I can't remember. It was a Bass. It was a Bass team trip. Mm. Maybe Bass Sports. I can't remember. It's been years and years and years ago. One was in the fall. One was early spring. Both of them I top 10. It sets up to what I like to do that. Now, I will say that this time of year, I don't know. I went a little bit later in December on one, and the other one was, I think the Open was, you know, real early spring, maybe a February event, end of January. I do feel good about it. I feel like I learned a lot last year, you know, because I was referred to as Bubble Boy last year, and here we are again. And there is no value that you can place on experience. So been there, done that, seen it, wrote the bad last chapter at Lake Martin last year. So we're going to try to attack it mentally in a better mindset with a better approach than what I did at Martin last year. At Lake Martin, I approached it with, hey, I've got to catch X and make somebody beat me. I'm not doing that at Okeechobee. I'm going to go out and try to win Okeechobee.
Yeah, it was
February. And what happens, happens.
That was February 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. That's the one that Scott Martin ran away with. But of course, he's not going to be in this one. And we'll see how you do there. It's going to be really exciting. Are you prepared? Have you made a decision yet? If you end up in that top 10, you ready to make that move into the elites?
Absolutely. You know, I'd be lying if I said it was a dream. A lot of your younger guys, this is what they feel like they're made to do. I've been able to live my dream. I played minor league baseball. I've been blessed. God's blessed me with a life that I definitely don't deserve what he's given me. And if I'm fortunate enough to make that, absolutely, I'd love to accept that challenge. And that challenge will not be to just go in and compete. It'll be to go in and win. And I hope I'm given that opportunity. If not, then I'm going to see how much of a positive impact I can make on people's lives around me, fishing included. And, you know, it'll be what it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you at Okeechobee. Wish you the best of luck down there. And congratulations on a great event at Wheeler.
I appreciate you having me.
Thank you. There you go, Matt Adams. All right, up next, they got to win the tournament. Laker Howell will join us right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Time now for the Rapala Winner's Circle. And look, to say that Laker Howell has been on a heater lately would be an understatement. I mean, he won at Leech Lake in August, had that one bad day at Champlain, bounced back with almost 20 pounds on day two, and then he gets the win at Wheeler, cashes $52,000 there. Laker, welcome back. How are you?
Man, I feel like I was just on here the other day.
You were just on here the other day. It wasn't that long that you were on this show. I'm going to have to start giving you sponsor checks or something. I don't know what the deal is there. But,
yeah.
You know, I tried to embarrass you the last day before you came up on stage talking about the fact that when I first met you, you were a four-year-old sitting in a shopping cart at Bass Pro Shops. But I don't even think you heard me. You were like so ready to weigh him in. You were just putting him in the bag and you wanted to get up there because you knew it was going to be so tight.
Oh my goodness, man. I was seriously, when I was joking, I was joking, but I wasn't joking when I said that I was going to puke on the microphone. I was actually like pretty close. It was my nerves. I've never been that nervous in my life. Like Leech Lake, you know, that one was a 2-day. So I got to sit up there on the stage forever. And you know, that whole time I'm thinking, there was 20 guys, so I'm going to get bumped out. I mean, I'm just waiting to get bumped out, and I never did, so I wasn't as nervous there. This one, dude, the pressure, you can't explain that level of pressure to somebody until they felt it, because I've never have felt anything like that. I mean, fishing all day, you know, trying to stay calm, knowing I was only 4 ounces apart from Matt Adams. I mean, and Matt is a hammer on that lake, obviously. Mm-hmm. I mean, me and him, I cannot believe the weights we both had. It was just insane, but getting there to that, yeah, I don't remember hearing that. I was so zoned in on those fish. I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to get water on my bag. I got to pull them out right. I got to get up there fast. Like, this is crazy.
Yeah, well, and then Hank, Hank Weldon made me go down there. He says, go talk to him down there. And then that's why you had to put your fish back in the live well. And I was like, I mean, I was ready to go. I wanted to weigh him too. And he's like, no, go down there, interview him in the boat. I'm like, okay, fine. So that's what we did. And it certainly was dramatic. And I screwed up the math and said that you had won by 1 ounce. It was a great call. I mean, I had the Lake Show, Wrexham at Wheeler, by 1 ounce. And of course, it was 2 ounces. And everybody had to remind me of that I can't do math.
I thought it was 1 ounce, too. And that's why my face got so crazy. Because, dude, like, so the scale I've got, this is another reason why I was really blown away on stage. Like, that face, I've looked at it 100 times. I look like an idiot up there. Freaking out.
You look like a raccoon. Raccoon up there with those with that tan that you got working. I didn't even notice that live, but in the pictures, all of the pictures, you got the raccoon going pretty good.
Dude, I mean, the sunburn was really burning on that stage, man. It was, and plus I was red as a beet from, you know, just stressed out. So it was crazy. But yeah, that golly, man, I just can't even believe
that
all that happened. But yeah, my scale, that was the whole thing.
Yeah.
So my scale, I use the Catch Commander, but I love it because, you know, I'm never over on Bass Track, right? I put them in as is, and that scale typically is about six to eight ounces light, mm-hmm. you know, versus any scale you weigh them in on. So I'm doing the math in my head. And I'm like, oh my gosh, as soon as they said 19.3, I was about to puke on the boat because I'm like, dude, I think I've got it because I know I had more than 19 pounds. I didn't think I had 19.1. I thought I had like 19.7. I thought, oh, this won't be that close. It'll be all right. Then when the weight, I saw it pop up on the screen before you called it out, I was like, holy smokes, that's too close.
Yeah, it, he locked it in fast because I knew it was 19 pounds to win, and then it said 19.1, so I automatically said by 1 ounce, but, you know, that's the way it goes. Now maybe I was channeling 1998 when a 24-year-old Randy Howell won at Wheeler by 1 ounce. I mean, how is this not a God thing? I mean, how crazy is that? That your dad was 24, got his first win. It's not your first win, but got his first major win at Wheeler by 1 ounce, and here you do it by 2 ounces at the same age.
Dude, that was the craziest thing. Me and my roommate, literally, so I bring my Xbox. I am a nerd. I bring my Xbox everywhere I go. You know, so I get in the room, and it has my YouTube on it. I never have to log in on a TV. It's just good. So we're sitting there, you know, one night, we're watching a bunch of old stuff, and my roommate, Andrew Banky, he's like, hey, what about that video of 1998 when your dad won here? Let's watch that night before the tournament. We turn that on. And we're sitting there watching it, you know, and then we watched Dad beat Rick Klun by 1 ounce. Cannot believe how crazy that video was. And he's 24 years old. I texted him that night watching the video. I said, hey, I'm going to go win this tournament for you. I'm 24. You were 24 when you won here. That would just be wild, wouldn't it? You know, that's one of the things you text your dad, you know, when you're just wanting to text. And then I told Banky, I was like, man, wouldn't it be nuts if I actually won this thing here? I had no clue. The place that I caught them, I caught 1 2-pounder in practice. They were not there in practice. So I didn't have any clue I could have a chance at winning. And then go out, drop 21 pounds the first day, and I'm like, shoot, I got a chance. And then day two, 25 was insane. So, oh my goodness, to win at 24, the same age as my dad, man, that is just Cinderella story right there. It's just unreal that God can line something up that incredible. I mean, it was just mind-blowing.
Do you remember what the weight was for that tournament that your dad won? Because, I mean, you had 65 pounds and change in a three-day deal. Everybody at the dock on Wednesday when we were just chatting, we were all saying 50. 52, 54, maybe something like that. 53 is going to win the tournament. Yep. Nobody was thinking this was 65 pounds in 3 days. Can you remember what it was when he won that deal back in 98?
No, I remember the last day. It was super tough. I think he ended up having, because they weighed him in super weird back then. So like the final day, it was an FLW event that he was fishing, and that FLW event they would bring up, the fish that was like, they'd weigh in one or two fish to take over the lead at a time, and they'd go back and they'd hold their fish in the bags. They'd have like two or three left, right?
So they
just kept adding them in, and then the last one that Dad weighed in was like a two something, and it bumped him in by 1 ounce to the lead to beat the leader. So it was like, I don't think it was anywhere close to that, but back then the craziest thing was me and Dad both have a God story on how the biggest fish we caught of the tournament was barely hooked. So Dad in 98, he texted me this. This wasn't on the video, so y'all wouldn't get to see this. This is a cool story, though. In 98, he got hung up on a stump with a crankbait, bends down. He gets over the stump, bends down, pokes the stump with the rod tip to get the crankbait off. And lo and behold, a 5-pounder bites the crankbait as it comes off the stump, and he lands it. And that was his big fish. And on day two, when I had that 25 bag, my 6-even that I won big fish with in the entire tournament, it jumped complete head and tail out of the water to eat my bait. And when I got it in, it was skin hooked on the back hook by literally one treble is all it was. On the outside of the mouth, on the top of the head. I don't know how in the world that fish came in the boat, but just like him, I mean, it was just crazy that we both got them big ones in the boat.
All right, so here's the deal. I found it. They zero them out. They zeroed them out. So the last day, your father wins this thing the last day at 9 pounds, 11 ounces. 9 pounds, 11 ounces.
I knew
ounces.
It wasn't much.
That's what he had.
It was so tough back then.
You had 19-1. Laker Howell with us here coming off his victory. At the spot you won them at, that little cut that is right there, you know, on the other side of the bridge, 2 miles from the takeoff, had you fished that before? I mean, other than in practice where you said they had that one little 2-pounder, I mean, you caught all 15 bass in an area of a couple of hundred yards on the same bait, on a walking bait. Had you, is that a spot you knew from previous history, or did you find that in just during this tournament?
Yeah, so I was really shocked there wasn't more people in there, honestly, because out of that spot, after the bonuses and stuff, I will have totally, in two tournaments, I will have won $110,000 out of that one spot.
Wow.
Because that's that Toyota Championship last year. I finished third place in there. I had 50 pounds and I think 4 ounces, and I finished third last year in November in there throwing the same walking bait. I was throwing the junior version because there was grass in there, and they were a lot more finicky. So I got third in that one, made a lot of money. That was my biggest check of my life at that point. And I went back in there and practiced to check it, you know, because I did good in there once. So I'm like, well, shoot, maybe I can do it again. I pull in there, and I told myself, if I get a bite in here, I'm leaving. I'm not going to check it again. Day one, the first place I went, I rolled in there, made a cast in there, caught a 2-pounder. And I'm like, okay, there's something in here. I thought it was going to take, you know, 50 pounds for 3 days to win, just like everybody else was. If you had told me somebody was going to catch 20 pounds, let alone me, for 3 days or more, I would have told you you're stupid, because there ain't no, that lake doesn't really produce bags like that. So in the fall, at least. In the springtime, like, it does. You know, it's a really big fish lake in the spring and, you know, early summer. But the fall, I mean, everything gets real skinny, you know, fish spread out. That was rare. So when I got that bite in there, the 2-pounder, I'm thinking, okay, there's something in here. So I'll come back and fish it. And then day one of the tournament, roll in there, I'm fishing around, and I was, you know, rolling around in there, and the other guy that was in there with me, he was out there in the middle scoping, so he wasn't messing with none of the topwater fish. So I'm rolling around, and I fired over there, and as soon as the bait hits the water, dude, it just erupted. Scared the heck out of me. I catch a 4-pounder, and I'm like, oh boy, they might be in here. Same cast, fire back in there, I'd catch another 4-pounder. I had my way 21-6 by 10 o'clock. I caught about an hour. And at that point, I'm like, well, shoot, I just need to sit here and guard this thing. And day two, same thing. I never left. So, boy, it was just a dream come true. That spot that spot's really special. I mean, unfortunately, I think now it's safe to say that place is probably cooked.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I might go there tomorrow. I mean, it is absolutely shot. There's no doubt about it. Laker Howell has been our guest. Laker, we appreciate you so much, man. Great job at Wheeler. I'll see you at Okeechobee. And, you know, let's go get them another big tournament there, and then we'll see where the chips fall in the points in the EQ. Congratulations on a great week.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate you letting me be on the show.
Thank you. That's Laker Howell. What a tremendous job by him. All right, coming up next, Mark Zona will join us right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio, the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines,
13 fishing rods and reels,
plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Welcome to Minnow King. How can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City freeloader and gizzard shad.
Anything to drink.
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's had.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
Hey, man, I'm trying to, man. If
you overfeed him, he's going to hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to VFOutdoors.com. Time to learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fider, Patrick Walters, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Bass is now offering more games, more fun, and more ways to win with Bassmaster Fantasy Games. There's three games to play with Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing, the Falcon Rods Bassmaster Drain the Lake Challenge, and introducing the newest game, the TH Marine Bassmaster Pick'em Challenge. Sign in or register to play all three games before each Elite and the Classic for your chance to take home prizes from Rapala, Falcon Rods, TH Marine, and BASS. There's more than $110,000 in prizes up for grabs, and it's free to play. Visit BassmasterFantasy.com for official rules and to join the fantasy action.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And time now to talk to my friend Mark Zona. We don't get to talk as much as I'd like to, but the guy is very, very busy because he kind of sucks at retiring. I don't even understand what happened with that. I think I saw more Mark Zona this year than I have any other year. But he does a tremendous job in all of the things he does. Zona's off the fishing show, the TMZ podcast as well at Bassmaster.com, and so many other things that you see him on as well. He joins us now on the VMC Hook. Z, you suck at retiring. I just want you to know that.
Tom, the whole retirement thing was a great idea until it wasn't. It's all good. And you know this, these days and times, it's way better to be busy than not be. But I will tell you, like when you texted to, you know, if we could do something this week, I went up north to my stomping grounds where I do a lot of taping, and my wife wanted to look at fall colors without a bass boat. And here's what I can tell you, Tom. I'm not good at that.
No, I hear you.
No.
I got to check out some good peak fall foliage back in September, a couple of weeks, 3 weeks ago, I guess, or so, up at Champlain and that meat fest that went down up there. I mean, not only was it beautiful, but, man, those brown fish were beautiful as well. What a deal that was.
You know, what's funny is that, you know, obviously Forward Facing has cracked the code there, because back in the day, I mean, like when you and I first met, I used to fish a lot of tournaments up there, and it was bottom hugging fish. And I would always ask myself, you know, I had a lot of top fives on that lake, and I'm like, where do these fish go when they are not on the bottom? Well, we all know where they go now. They just float around. And you know, what was funny about, gosh, I hate to throw them under the bus, but this morning I was walking early, 5 a.m., and I called Laker Howell, and I was talking about his win, you know, as you did, you know, the Wheeler victory. But I said, Laker, what happened on day one? For the simple point, if he would have just shot par that first day of Champlain, I hate to say it, man, it might have ruined his chances at least this year. Hey, it's great. Hey, look, it's great to pocket a victory on Wheeler, kind of your backyard. But that first day at Champlain, he just said, Z, I have no other way to put it, but I made epically, epically bad decisions.
Yeah.
It's just one of those deals. You know, he turned around the next day and caught 20 pounds like the rest of the field. Heck, I even think some of the tournament directors caught 20 pounds. You know, the MC yourself off the dock.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, to back it up after that in the EQ series, Laker Howell will be a force for the next few years.
I mean, it was almost a statistical anomaly how he didn't catch it. I mean, he caught two fish at Champlain when there was only one other guy on day one out of 105 anglers, one other guy that didn't have a limit, and for it to be him was nuts. And let's just pull the curtain back a little bit. I'm pretty close to the Howell family. I do a lot of things with Randy, some charity stuff with him. And Laker, I met Laker when he was in a literally a shopping cart with his brother Oakley and his mom at Bass Pro Shops up in northeast Tennessee before a PAA event that I was fishing in. Okay. And Laker was in the shopping cart. He was three and his brother was like one. Right? So I've known these kids, you know, ever since they were little people. But I will say this, you know, he said
He listened to a little doc talk, you know what I mean? And he got steered in a little direction there, listened to a little doc talk. And sometimes that's the worst thing you could do, you know. I mean, you got to go do your thing. And, you know, that kind of threw him off a little.
It did. And he was very – I didn't want to tell the story. You kind of did right there. But he said, it will turn out to be a very, very, very good learning experience with a very bad outcome with possibly not qualifying for the Elite Series. But hey, man, he's got the game. You know, I've known those kids since they were born. And I mean this, Tom. This is no joke. I was actually talking to Sanders about this. I have been lucky enough to tape shows and fish with some of the best fishermen ever, as far as tournament bass fishermen go. And I can tell you, his winning statistics may not say this, but his check cashing does. Randy Howell is one of the best all around bass fishermen I have ever taped a Zona show with.
Oh.
And dude, I've had some hammers in the boat.
Yeah.
And I would literally, this is no joke, I would put him in top three or four as far as, and look, obviously the dude has won a classic, but he has a style of fishing. I've said this on Bassmaster. It's almost, Tom, it's almost akin to Gerald Swindle. They may not win a ton of events, but they're going to 15 to 20th place you to death.
Yeah.
And that's obviously been passed on. I mean, Lakers got good genes, man. And I will tell you, I sincerely tell you, Randy was one of the best I ever taped a fishing show with.
Yeah, you know, and the thing about Laker, he's got, and you know, you've been in the media long enough to know this. And sometimes you can't put your finger on it, but he's got that star quality. You know what I mean? He's got that thing. You know,
he's got the whole
thing.
He's got
the look. Yep. He's got the, you know, he's got the, you know, he's good on the mic. He's just got that thing. And it's just going to be tough. We've been doing the math and trying to figure out, you know, a top 10. If he's fishing Saturday at Okeechobee, he's got a shot still. It would be one of the all-time comebacks, that's for sure. But he's still got a shot. But that just goes to show what a sprint this EQ thing is. These guys fish 8 tournaments to get into this deal, and then they've got literally 6 days to become an Elite Series angler. It is really fascinating and intriguing, and I was really kind of surprised, being close to it as I've been, you know, working these events, how much stress and pressure there is on these guys. It's going to be something. You know, Bass really landed on something pretty cool, I think, with this deal.
Well, and dude, you've done a good job. You've done a great job at those. I've watched them very, very closely. And look, and I don't want this to sound harsh, but it's going to sound harsh. When anglers were able to qualify through divisions, mm-hmm. there were many that maybe got to the Elite Series and were not. Let's just put it the way it is. There were several anglers that got the Elite Series that were not ready to be Elite Series fishermen, period.
Yeah.
From the diversity of the lakes to the actual, you bring up the Laker. If there's ever young anglers that want to see what it's like to actually be dynamic on camera and you're having fun, no, we got a few young anglers right now that could use a little bit of that on camera.
Yeah.
But the one thing that I'll say with the way that the opens and the EQs with a lot of these young men coming out of college, whoever qualifies with the current setup, and I hope they keep it because I think it's a masterful proving ground that, man, if you do make the Elite Series, you absolutely are ready and earned your right to fish against the guys on the Elite Series. I think it's a great all around. And man, you know this, Tom, I preach this, the more diversity you could get through actually the viewer experience, the anglers proving themselves that they're ready to move on to the next level, you cannot get a more diverse situation than the EQs right now.
Yeah, yeah. Mark Zonowitz is here. And of course, next year in the Opens, they'll be dovetailing what they're doing on the Elites, where they will have the forward-facing sonar in every other event. And I'm like you. It's funny. I heard you once say, it's really kind of fun to do, but I don't like watching it on TV, which is nuts. It was just a week or so ago, I found a brush pile in the middle of a creek that I didn't even know existed in 22 pounds on my forward facing. And I just, in four casts, caught a smallmouth, a largemouth, and a catfish off of, and I didn't even know that thing was there on my home lake that I've been living on for 15 years. And that was kind of cool, but it's really not that fun to watch necessarily. But they'll do the every other thing. And I haven't talked to you since you flipped the coin. That was one of the most fun shows ever. I mean, that coin flipping thing was really fun, and it's going to be intriguing. Some of them, it doesn't matter, but you know, Champlain next year with no forward facing, it's a completely different animal. Yeah. It's going to be very intriguing to see how this works out.
Well, the one thing that I said when we did the coin flipping, you know, thing, my biggest thing with that was, man, you have got to be transparent with the anglers, with the viewers, on what lakes are going to get it and what lakes aren't. You can't just go and get a room alone and come out and go, okay, here's the lakes that are good. It had to me, at least, it had to be very upfront and honest. And I think, well, I don't think, I mean, it was. I mean, it was, you know, 50-50 one way or the other. And you're right, man. It was weird. I'm literally sitting in my boat right now before I'm doing the podcast with Tommy, and I'm getting ready to go. I'm going to St. Clair next week and goofing around. And dude, here's the best way to put it is I think that is a correct statement. Very, very fun to do. Very boring at times to watch. Cause you have to be so, every single fish is so dynamically different, right, epically different than the next one. You've heard about that about sight fish and fish on beds, that every fish has their own attitude. What's the same? You know this. It's the same thing with every single bass that you mark, that you shine, is he's different from the next. But I mean this, Tom. I have learned more about lakes that I really thought I knew pretty dang good. I have learned more in 5 years on those lakes than I did in 40 years.
Yeah.
Because of that technology. And one of the things, you know, and I've talked about this on Zona Show quite a bit. As much as I like to go out and catch them and stuff like that, look, I'm still I'm still a dock skipper and a frogger, and I still do all of that stuff. But one of the things that I do a lot, and the company that I work with knows this, is I go out with no rods and I just study fish behavior with it. Cause I'm still a big time student of this, and you can learn more about a fish's behavior right now with that stuff, without even ever throwing at them.
Yeah.
And that's amazing, because I always wondered, like, you know, the really, really good shiners, whether it's Patrick Walters or Hamner, you could talk about Tucker Smith and Paul Marks now, all the way to Wheeler and Connell, okay? How they would explain, they could understand the movement of what is a bass, what is a drum, what is a catfish. And I forced myself to learn that because it's my job in my content. And when you do know it, you're like, wow, that it's so easy, yet it just takes time. It's like anything else. You just got to practice.
Yeah, that's the thing that is most difficult about it, for sure, is being able to tell the different species and how they're moving. And that's the thing that's, the real learning curve there, for sure. Well, you know, I don't get a chance to talk to Z as much as I used to back in the day. So, you know, when you get him, you got to keep him for a little bit longer. So we're going to take a short break. We will come back. He will join us for the final segment as well. Mark Zona is visiting with us, and you are listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives, and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat, and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio, wrapping up the last couple of minutes with Mark Zona. And Mark, I got to tell you, last week I did a little pull back the curtain show, and I had cameraman Wes Miller on. I mean, and it was,
wow.
Oh, I had Wes Miller on, the cameraman, the guy that I got to know through your show as cameraman Wes. And I'm like, I got to find this dude and just talk about what it's like to be a cameraman. He told stories about what it was like to film with you, some of the funny anecdotes from over the years doing the Zona show and how you guys shot it. And one of the funniest things was, is I asked him flat out, I go, how many times does Z say we are done in a particular show? He says, Tom, sometimes it's every other fish. It's we are done, we are done, we are done. But it was a lot of fun to have him on and just kind of look at the guys that make it possible, not only, you know, on an elite event on camera day, but on a, you know, shooting a show like yours.
Listen, man, Wes will go down as the best. I mean, dude, I knew Wes before he ever worked on Zona Show. And when Zona Show went to the Outdoor Channel, that was the dude I wanted in the boat because he had an eye for where that camera needed to be. Mm-hmm. What's funny is last year when I got inducted in the Hall of Fame, number one, I didn't feel worthy of that. But if you stand on that stage, there are people that got you there. And I could never thank Wes Miller enough, ever. Now, dude, don't get me wrong. He is an absolute nutbag in many, 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 many different ways.
Mark Zona has been our guest. You can see him on the TNZ podcast at Bassmaster.com and everything else that he does out there. Does some tremendous work as always. Mark, I appreciate you so much. Enjoy the woods this fall. And, you know, we'll catch up with you at some point in time as we head to Gunnersville to get things started in the not-too-distant future in February.
I hear you. That'll be a fantastic tournament. And, dude, keep killing it. You're the best. You've always, since day one on Bassmaster Radio, you have built an empire with that, with this show since day one.
Very kind words from Mark Zona. He is as responsible as anyone for me being the host of Bassmaster Radio as well. That's a long story that I'll tell again someday. All right, remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at Bassmaster.com/radio or just visit Bassmaster.com. Click on the Anglers page, and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. Bassmaster Radio is also available at SportsByline.com and all major platforms, including Spotify, TuneIn, and more. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on Sports Byline USA and the Bassmaster Radio Network.